Welcome to the new wave. In the turbulent financial services sector, where maintaining high standards is key, how can we attract and keep the right talent and create the next wave of businesses? Get ready to find out. Your host, Alastair Barr, has been in the industry for years in senior leadership roles and working with small to medium financial planning businesses, and is about to bring you the latest insights.
Welcome back. Today I've got Peter Bowman here again from Service 7, the author of Service 7. So welcome back, Peter.
I'm back again.
Yeah, it's good to have you, mate. Look, we've worked through three of your seven chapters in your book and with some great feedback. So we want to keep working through them. And your chapter four, you've sort of titled it Diversify Your Sources of New Business Like Your Investments. And that's an analogy that, you know, most advisors would know, like not putting all your eggs in one basket. But it's really about business development, isn't it?
It is. You know, businesses can spend a lot of money on marketing across advertising, directories, websites, social media, the whole gamut of things. And over time, I think that businesses have the opportunity to learn to see what works best for them. And if you're going to spend money on marketing your business, then you really should diversify your marketing spend. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Just in case something goes wrong with that basket, it will stop delivering you clients, new prospects, and then you'll be scratching your head, oh, okay, I've invested too heavily in this and now I'm suffering. So think about different ways of getting clients in front of you.
And so obviously social media is a really growing component of marketing any business. And I know that there probably wouldn't be one client that's not, one listener that's not sort of fall down the track of, you know, implementing social media strategies in some way, shape or form into their business, or contemplating, you know, how to do that or engaging with people around that. So if we were just to add some value to the listeners and say, you know, what were some, you know, simple tips that they might do before or during or ongoing around their social media strategies, what do you think they should look at?
I think the trap with social media is that it becomes the buzzword and people forget about why they're actually there. And so I'd spend some time thinking about why you're there. Certainly from a credibility point of view, in this day and age, I think that you need some social media presence, especially if you're planning to talk to younger people. You know, once upon a time, it was very important for a business to have a fax machine. A fax number.
What? How do you spell that?
A fax. Oh, don't ask me. but today, it's probably a Facebook page is the new fax machine. And having some kind of presence where your ideal clients are. Think about why you're on social media. One reason to be there is if you're an opinion leader. And so if you've got an ideal client that you're looking for, you can champion the issues that are important to them through social media. It's also a prospect and client touch point for people to engage with you. It's not uncommon for young people especially to reach out through Facebook rather than email now. In fact, younger people are using email less and less and are relying on apps and social media channels to communicate to businesses, not only in financial planning, but a whole range of different kind of industries.
I know that. If it's not happening in their hand, they're not responding to it.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
It's also another way to encourage and referrals to your business. You know, building a presence on social media will allow you to have likes or followers, depending on which channel you're at. And so, you know, people tend to be friends with people like themselves. And if you're very clear about who you're after and what you can do for them, then social media might be a great way to tap into some new clients.
Great, Peter. I think, you know, as I said, a lot of businesses are either full on into it, contemplating doing it, or it's sort of putting their toe in the water around it. So I think just taking a little bit of a breather and going, you know, what are the reasons that we're doing this for? What are we really trying to achieve? And you said there's sort of four areas there that sort of might help the thinking of the listeners around credibility, being an opinion leader, having a touch point or referrals to the business. If people can stop and actually have that conversation internally, That might really help them, you know, get a better outcome from their social media marketing campaigns.
Absolutely. You know, think about why you're doing it. Don't just do it. Nike says just do it.
Not with social media.
Not with social media.
I like that. Not just do it. This is a not Nike strategy. Okay, thanks, Peter, and thank you, listeners, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in and being a part of the new wave of businesses and leaders shaping the future of financial services. Don't miss a future episode. Come on over to gredmentor.com.au and sign up for our newsletter now.